Every conversation begins before the first word is spoken. You may walk into a room, sit down for a meeting, answer a phone call, or prepare for a difficult message. Outwardly, nothing has happened yet, but inwardly, a conversation may already be underway. You may be saying to yourself, they will not listen to me, or I always say the wrong thing, or I have to prove myself, or if they correct me, they must not respect me, or I need this person to like me so I can feel okay. Those inner sentences matter. People skill confidence is not only about better words, better tone, or better questions. It is about becoming a whole organic human in Christ. You are spiritual and physical before God. Your spiritual nature thinks, believes, trusts, fears, hopes, loves, and speaks inwardly. Your bodily nature also participates through your brain, nervous system, emotions, breathing, posture, facial expression, tone, habits, and spoken words. That means your inner conversation can shape your outer conversation. When the inner conversation is ruled by shame, your voice may shrink. When it is ruled by pride, your voice may harden. When it is ruled by fear, your body may tense. When it is ruled by approval seeking, your words may become less truthful. When it is ruled by avoidance, you may stay silent even when love calls you to speak. But in Christ, your inner conversation can be renewed. Romans 12 speaks of being transformed by the renewing of the mind. This is not artificial positivity. It is not pretending everything is fine. It is learning to bring your thoughts, fears, assumptions, and self-convictions into the presence of Jesus Christ. A self-conviction is something you deeply believe about yourself, others, God, or the situation. Some self-convictions are life-giving. Others quietly damage your confidence. A damaging self-conviction may say, "I am too awkward to connect." A gracious self-conviction in Christ may say, "I am an organic human learning to love people with grace and truth." A damaging self-conviction may say, "Correction means rejection." A gracious self-conviction in Christ may say, "God can help me receive correction without contempt." This week, you will begin noticing the conversation you bring into every conversation. Not so you can shame yourself, but so you can grow. Jesus meets you there. Reflection question. What inner sentence do you often bring into conversations before anyone else has spoken? Gentle next step. Before one conversation this week, pause and ask, "Lord Jesus, what truth and grace do you want to speak into my inner conversation?"